and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world, from the extraordinary to the everyday. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we're going to be talking about GPUs and computers, and my son, Rainy. Rainy is just recently turned 13. And in becoming a teenager, one of the things he's become really interested in recently is computers, but mostly to play games. And you know what? Honestly, I'm the sort of dad where I view games as a form of storytelling, right? It's an interactive form of storytelling. It's different than this type of storytelling or type of absorbing stories that you get from books. And Rainy's the sort of guy where he loves to read, he loves to be curious, and he likes to learn different things. So, and Rainy's birthday is only a few days or whatever after Christmas. So we always have trouble with his birthday presents, trying to make sure that they're distinct and different enough from his Christmas presents that he still feels like he has a birthday. Because otherwise, he's like, you know, I got gypped, Dad. And then, you know, that's not cool. So one of the things that we did this year is we went and we got, Rainy had been playing Fortnite, and we'd been gifted an old Windows computer, and it had an internal GPU in there. Yeah, it's an older computer, right? So it's an older computer and had an internal GPU, and it was giving us a frame rate of like maybe 7 frames a second or 10 frames a second. It was pretty terrible to play a game. And you can imagine, so you rate your gameplay in part on frames per second, right? How many frames does it show you? And our average movies are 24 frames a second. Television is usually either 60 or 120 frames per second, right? Depending on their cycle rate. So video games are more interactive the more frames that they have, and the GPU is the processing unit. It's the graphical processing unit that allows all that to take place. The GPU in this machine was an internal GPU, and it was terribly slow. And so we wanted to get Rainy a better experience, and so we invested in a GPU for his birthday. The problem with that was is I had not done anything with computers and motherboards since like the old IBM Pentium 33 megahertz days, right? When I was a kid in high school. I've not done anything with hardware since then. I haven't built any machines. All of my computers have really been laptops. Yeah, I've thrown some RAM in them, but I really haven't done much else. And I didn't know what to buy or whether it would fit, or, you know, even if motherboards had like the same slots in them across all the different motherboards. I still have no idea. I outsourced that. And thankfully, one of the groups that I like to network with is a bunch of guys who run Linux. And I think we've talked about Linux before, but if you joined our podcast since then, Linux is this operating system that is created and curated by these wonderful enthusiasts. And the best part of that community, now it is not perfect, it is not a perfect community, the best part of that community is the people. And one of the people that's out there is very, very hardware savvy, and I knew about him, a friend of a friend who contacted him, and I'd heard him on his own podcast. His name's Alex, and he does this podcast with this guy named Chris. So Alex and Chris do this podcast called Self-Hosted, where they review hardware and, you know, getting off the grid and how you would, you know, build your home technology in a way so that way you don't have to rely on cloud services as much. And it's a pretty neat podcast. I'll link to that on this particular episode. And so I reached out to Alex and I just said, hey, Alex, I have no idea what I'm doing. Here's our budget. Here's the machine. What do I get? And he was able to spec something out for us. We were able to go ahead and purchase it and get that. Now, when we got it, though, it didn't exactly work right away. And a few things happened. First off, the machine that we had, the case that we had, was way too small for this GPU, right? It was the wrong size. Thankfully, we had another case laying around because Rainy's the sort of kid where we've been doing computer projects for a while. So we had a case where we had just taken things apart to learn about the parts of a computer. And so he took that old case and I think I was at work and he moved the whole motherboard over. I mean, like, way freaking cool, right? Like, talk about proud dad moment, you know? This kid gets out the screwdrivers and occupies the kitchen table, you know, and he's moving part for part from one computer case over to the other case, right? And then we also realize that we don't have enough power. Like, this GPU needs another power source. So we've got to get another power supply. So then Rainey's got to install that power supply. And we had to measure the case to make sure we got the right one and all of those things. So we get that done. And so he's had this GPU for a couple of days, and he hasn't had the opportunity yet to really play or do anything with it because he had to move the case and he had to wait for a power supply. So the power supply comes in, and we load that in, and we've got the GPU, and we think we've got things hooked up right. We turn it on, and then we get this BIOS error, right? So the BIOS is just the operating system that sits on the motherboard. It's very, very basic. And it says, hey, I can't see the temperature gauge anymore. And hey, I can't see this. So there's like three errors now on the BIOS. We just went ahead and skipped that because whatever, and got into the machine, and the BIOS couldn't recognize the GPU. I'm like, oh crap. You know, and every once in a while you get one that's bad, right? I've heard people talk before about how sometimes you get hardware and every once in a while you get one that's bad. So we're like, oh man, we got one that's bad. So, you know, we troubleshoot a couple things, and then I step away from it and I say, you know what, I'll think about this and we'll come back to it. The Marine says, wait a second, Dad, I don't think it's all the way in. So he pushes it all the way in, and then boom.
That was the RAM.
It starts working.
The RAM wasn't.
What was it?
The RAM wasn't all the way in.
Oh, and that stopped the GPU, or that stopped the computer?
That stopped the computer from processing all the way, because only half of the stick was in, because like I had to take out the RAM to get the motherboard in more easily because of our case.
Oh.
And like half the stick was in, and so it just didn't like want to run properly. And then after that, we got Windows running, and then Windows wasn't recognizing the graphics card at all. And so then
right.
we had to, then we saw it in the, it was recognizing it as an audio device.
Oh, that's right. And so we had to do more troubleshooting. And it was so frustrating because there's all of these days of anticipation being able to get in there and play the game and make it awesome. And one of the last steps on the troubleshooting we realized was that the driver that Windows pulls down was actually broken. And so as soon as it installed and leveraged that driver, you'd get about 10 more seconds of screen time where you could interact with the screen, and then it would die. Like, you wouldn't be able to get into your computer anymore. And so that was really frustrating to have that as an experience. And again, you know, we work on it until we're frustrated, and then we say, hey, let's pause and take a break and think of it. And then I tried Linux, right? Because I was like, oh man, if it's broken under Windows, it's got to work under Linux. We're going to make sure that the hardware works, right? So I tried under Linux, the same thing happened. And I'm like, crap. And so finally we realized that it was the driver. And so I told Rainey, I said, go to your brother's computer, download the specific driver for this GPU, and unplug the internet when you install Windows, and then install this driver. And then Windows, when it does its updates, won't pull down a video driver anymore. It'll have the right one from the manufacturer, from the manufacturer's website, and be good to go. And it worked. And Rainey was in there and good to go. And he goes in and he starts to play his game, and one of the settings isn't right on the game, and so he's got really crappy frame rate, really crappy, like, everything. It was like, oh my goodness, how did we... I mean, every time we turned around with this project, we were having one frustrating experience after another. And because of the folks... I mean, we just did an episode, or I just did record an episode last week, where we talked about how learning is supposed to feel frustrating, right? It doesn't... Learning experience and a failing experience feels very much the same. And so I was feeling like we were going through failure, right? Which I knew to pause and just try to see as learning, but it took a lot of self-discipline to see it as learning. Eventually we got it working. We figured out one of the settings, and now his frame rate's up to like, not 15 or 20. What are you up to now for your frame rate?
120.
120 for your frame rate. You know, and how immersive is the game? Okay, he's nodding his head. Rainey's nodding his head. This is one of the fun things about kids, is they're quiet when there's a microphone present, but all yesterday and the day before, once he got this thing working, Dad, this is so immersive. I had no idea that this thing looked like this. This is so cool. They did the graphics so great. I mean, just constantly, it was awesome. And so for this episode, we really want to say thank you again to all the folks that kind of helped out here, especially Alex, right? Rainey, do you have something you want to say to Alex? Because I'll tag him on Twitter. He'll listen to this one. So can you just give him a couple of words? I know it's a microphone and microphones are scary, but Would you give him a couple of words of thank you or something like that?
Thank you.
Okay, maybe a little more than thank you. Like, what does this mean to you? How cool is this birthday among all your other birthdays?
Thank you. I went from playing on like the lowest settings possible to now on the highest settings possible, with frame rates ranging from like 80 to like 140, and they used to be like 5 to maybe 30.
Okay. And how much did you learn about GPUs in this process, right? Like, if your friend were to do this, okay, would you be able to help him through troubleshooting it?
Mm-hmm. I actually have a friend that's doing it now.
He is?
Yeah.
So is this something you guys were talking about then?
Yeah, we talked about it at school.
Okay, so one of the ways, whenever you work with somebody like an Alex, right, who's out there online and you haven't met him in person, but he's made a difference in your life, one of the best ways to say thank you is to make sure you share what you've learned with somebody else, right? And so that's so cool that you're already able to do that. You're already able to share what you've learned. So I'll bet you that's going to make Alex proud. It makes me proud. I'm really glad that you're doing that. All right, so this is a good opportunity for us to finish off this episode. Before we do, we actually have a correction. In a previous episode, I thought that 400 years would be quintennial, and I got corrected. Thank you, at Musical Coder on Twitter, for correcting me and reminding me that quint is actually 5, and that if I wanted to do a word for 400 years, it would be quadtennial, quadtennial. And so while I don't know how to make that correction on the particular episode, I do and will make that correction here. And Parking Thought, we are dedicated to being curious and trying to get things as right as possible. And so I apologize for saying quintennial instead of quadtennial. Now, let's finish off this episode by reminding you that this is the part where I suggest that the best way for you to say thank you to this episode is to share it with someone that you know. And I'll let you decide on who that is, and I'll bet you know someone who would appreciate it. The other thing I get to tell you guys here is that if you're just joining us for this episode, then we're glad you're here. And if you want to stick around for the long haul, then I'd like to remind you that this podcast can be delivered directly to your favorite device by clicking on the subscribe links over at parkingthought.com. We're also on the YouTube, the Spotify, the Instagram. On Instagram, we are parking_thought, right? Apple Podcast, Podbean, and lbry.tv. And each episode, I finish with the tagline. I think you're going to like it, especially if it's your first time here. I like to say that, remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?